Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I read the story about the Good Samaritan who saved a man Saturday night in Sugar Grove. And that guy is on the phone right now. It's Louis Medina. Louis, how are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
Oh, I saw you on TV and I thought, what a good guy. And how would I react? Because that has to be a moment of panic that none of us see coming. You can never prepare for. So tell us what happened. I know it took place in Sugar Grove and I know this gentleman's car was stuck on the railroad tracks, but what were you doing and how did it all come about?
Well, my daughter and I were taking my grandson home. And the tracks are right down the road from where we live. So as we went over the tracks, I noticed the vehicle is spinning its wheels and they were stuck on the track. So I immediately told my daughter I have to call 911 because they're stuck on the track and the train will probably eventually come and they might need help. So we turned around and I pulled on the other side of the tracks and put them in a safe area, I believe, or in case something happens, you know, they're in a safer spot.
Yeah, because that's always my concern, too. Like, if there is a crash with a train, those cars are going to zigzag, and then your daughter and grandchild would be at risk as well. So good thinking there, because this is all happening in a matter of moments, right?
Correct. So I told my daughter to stay in the vehicle and don't get out, and I'm going to go see what's up. So I have 911 on the phone with me. And I walk up to the car and open the door and ask the man, was he okay? And he's not responding. So I told 911, he's not responding. And they said, well, ask him if he's hurt. So I asked him, I said, are you hurt? And he said, no. So I said, well, maybe he's drunk. And he was able to say, no, I'm not drunk.
Yeah, because so whenever you call somebody drunk and they're not, they're like, hey, wait a minute. All of a sudden they can find the words to respond to that.
Correct. So then I said, how about if I get you out of the vehicle and put you in a safer area, and then I'll get your vehicle off the tracks before a train comes. And I look to my right, and all of a sudden, here's a train. So now I'm panicking. So I told him, I says, hey, we have no time. We got to move now. And so he's not responding to me. So I shook him, and he made a growl noise to me, and he tried to lift his leg up, but, I mean, maybe an inch or two. So I just unbuckled him and grabbed him in a bear hug, and I'm thinking his arms are going to go around my neck, and I can drag him out. Well, when I pulled up, I didn't think that, you know, my arms are going to slip out from underneath him because his hands went up and they were like spaghetti.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, my gosh, it's like dead weight. So I hear the horn now blow on the train. So I grabbed him by his shirt and his pants leg and pulled him out of the vehicle, and he falls like an anchor between the tracks.
And we now know that the man is 72 years old and it was a diabetic incident. So he was dead weight and he wasn't able to move. And he was stuck right there at the BNSF Railroad at Barnes Road Crossing near Prairie Street, right? That's where you saw him. That's where this all happened in Sugar Grove.
Correct. So now I'm panicking because he fell in between the tracks.
Oh.
And the train blowing the horn and I'm saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, I need help. I don't know what to do. And I still don't know how I had the 911 call on the line still. So I grabbed him by his pants and his arm, and I picked him up and threw him on the other side of the rails. But he sunk in the rocks. Oh. And I'm like, he's still too close to the tracks. So I started rolling him down the hill because I didn't know what else to do. And as soon as I got him at the bottom of the hill, bam, the train hit the car, and I said, oh, my gosh. So there was no more I can do for him. He's just laying there, and all I'm thinking is my daughter and my grandson at the time. So I'm trying to straddle along these loose rocks, and on the right of me, I don't know what's in there. It's dark. So, and I'm thinking the train's going to derail, and is it going to hit the car with the kids in it? And if it does, where am I going to go? And yeah, it was just wild.
You did it. You saved his life because I don't know if anybody has seen the car, but it is a mangled mess, and it's pretty evident to even the average bystander there's no way he would have survived had he still been in that vehicle. So for some reason, you were put in that place at that moment to save this man's life, something you were not prepared for. But, Lewis, you did it. You jumped into action, and that's got to make you feel, I don't know how it feels. I've never saved somebody's life.
Yeah. Well, for me, I know that was God because I'm a believer. You know, so that was all God, his angels, everything, you know, to pick this man up. He's not to pick on his weight, but I think he was over 200-something pounds.
And you're not a big guy. I saw you on TV, so
okay. That
took some amazing strength.
Yeah, so, you know, so I ran, and my daughter was crying in the car and everything, and her view of it was, you know, I'm up on the tracks, and all of a sudden she sees the arm coming down.
Oh.
So she's saying, you know, she told me later that my dad's still on the tracks, you know, and then she didn't hear my voice no more. And then all of a sudden when I had ran up to the car, she felt better because she heard my voice, you know. So I just told her to call my neighbor Israel to come and get her and my grandson out of the way. And I ran back to the guy.
Even the Kane County Sheriff and the deputies out there are saying it is absolutely amazing what you were able to do. In fact, the Kane County Sheriff said, every day we see the people of Kane County doing charitable and even courageous things for one another. It's no surprise that one of our own sprang into action just in time to save another. And you did that. And so you got the update. He is doing well?
Well, as far as I know from the sheriff, he had told me that they took him to the hospital and later on they released him. So that's all I know of him. I wish that I can at least meet him and maybe have him pray for me and I can invite him to my church. I mean, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
God bless you. I mean, that is an extraordinary story and you were there for a reason. And I am so glad to know that there are people like you still in the world, because I think a lot of people would just sit there and go, I don't know what to do. And they'd be on the phone with the 911 operator and not spring into action. But I'm proud to have met you. And I hope the entire Chicagoland area says a prayer for you and gives Lewis Medina a round of applause, because you certainly deserve the attention that we're giving you today.
You're so kind. I appreciate that.
Have a beautiful day. And thank you for your heroic efforts.
Okay. Thank you.